your goddamn team.
WKRK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. Yep. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
Well, now, young fella, how was school today?
Not so good, Paul. I had to stand in the corner twice because the teacher said I wasn't paying attention.
Well, was you?
Nope.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Hi, Craig.
Yummy. Gay.
I got love in my tummy.
Suckle their knuckles. The Don and Mike Show.
Suck on that, losers.
Right. That's got to be recued. Before we get to Craig Wilson, let me make a very quick.
Little quickie phone call.
Yeah. I noticed that I missed a couple of calls from my brother today. And rather than take the time to call him in real life,
sure,
I'll just call him and see if he wants to schedule an appointment to be on the show tomorrow.
Was he into the whole Green Bay thing?
No.
NASCAR. Drag racing.
He got caught up. Hey, what's happening?
Hey, bro.
Hey, what's happening? I missed
you. Hey, I'm driving up to Milwaukee to see my lovely wife in the hospital.
Oh, my God. Is she all right? What happened? You're on the air, Jimmy.
Oh, you're on the air?
Yeah. Is everything all right with Marnie?
Yeah, she's all right. She had a hip resurfacing done yesterday.
Oh, I got you.
So she's
resurfacing?
She's all laid up.
You know, like a hip resurfacing.
Corian or granite?
Yes.
What's the matter?
We didn't really understand hip resurfacing.
What, did they shave the bone a little bit?
Yeah, instead of a whole hip replacement, they just did a resurfacing.
Uh-huh.
Since she's so young.
That's
you know?
What he's saying, wink, wink.
Yeah. Well, listen, you give her our best, please. And I guess I will have to talk to you off the air to find out where she's staying to send some trinkets her way and to tell her we hope she feels better.
Yeah.
I can barely hear you, man.
Hey, Jimmy, can I book you for a segment on the show tomorrow?
Yeah, are we gonna. Hey, did you go to the Packer game?
No, let's talk about it tomorrow.
Oh.
Let's talk about it on the radio. I told you, I didn't. Well, if I went to the Packer game, I would have stayed at your house, dumbass.
You know you wouldn't.
Yes, I would have.
You don't want to come to Crap Hole Kenosha.
Crap Hole Kenosha.
It's in the brochure.
You would stay in a 5-star hotel up
all
in
right.
Green Bay.
Maybe I would stay. Well, there are no 5-star hotels in Green Bay, but even if I stayed at a hotel, you're my brother, for God's sakes. If I went to Wisconsin to see you, to see the Packers, I would see you.
I would see you, dude.
Well, you should have flown out anyway. We could have watched it on TV. I watched it.
That's worth
the only football game I watch all year. I watched it.
Wow. And are you disappointed, Jimmy?
Yeah, I am a little bit.
Good. Why are you disappointed? I'm glad to hear that because you're not a Packers fan.
Right. Well, I'm not a fan of the Packers, but I'd still like to see them make it to the Super Bowl instead of choking like they did.
Oh, you're a bastard. They didn't choke. They were 13-3 this year. Are you kidding me? They kicked some ass.
Yeah, but they choked against the Giants.
Oh, you're just a big homo.
No.
See, there would have been this kind of trouble if you'd gone to his house.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, man, book me for a segment tomorrow. What time are you going to call me? I'll make sure I answer my phone.
I don't know.
Hold on. He's checking his date book, Jimmy.
Hold on.
See where we have an opening. We're looking for an opening.
Now. A little after 3 o'clock your time.
3 o'clock my time?
Yeah, like 3:15, something like that.
Well, okay.
Can you make that work?
Maybe I'll be up in the hospital and you can even interview Marnie.
Well, they probably don't allow cell phones in the hospital, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, then.
Yeah, it works good. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. And seriously, I hope Marnie gets better. We all do.
Yeah.
Yeah, she will.
Are you bringing something nice for her?
What?
Are you bringing, like, flowers or anything?
No, I'm bringing her some California rolls, a magazine, and some stool softener.
That is love.
Oh, you are the perfect husband, that's for sure.
Let's talk about it tomorrow. All right, homo. You know I love you, so keep it together with your wife, will you?
All right, dude.
All right,
talk to you tomorrow.
All right, bye, queer.
Bye, Jimmy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Very tough, though, I should point out. Anybody that was familiar with the Green Bay game and saw those temperatures, that makes stool softening all the more difficult.
Vital, really.
I mean, we're talking below zero temperatures.
Mm-hmm. Well, you heard it. He's a fan favorite. We'll give him an entire segment tomorrow.
Yay. I just hope the product works with the conditions being what they are.
And Rob kills me. Rob writes, please don't forget, your brother Jim and his wife Marnie share common interests. That's something they said, I believe, the first time Rob met them. And
they do share common interests. Sure. Remote control boating, I think, and that making, was one of them.
Making shiny rocks.
Uh-huh. Oh, the rocks. Look.
That was the answer to when you asked your brother, why are you getting married? He said, because we share common interests.
Mike still has his rocks from Jimmy.
The shiny rocks that Jimmy
I keep the
him.
Rocks here in the studio.
I know you
in
do.
A safe place.
Sure you do.
And I take them out periodically to look at them and admire them.
That's well, right, Captain Queeg.
We'll talk
to the strawberry.
On a strawberry. We'll talk to my retarded brother
Good.
Tomorrow.
Would you like Good. One, Rob?
Also, tomorrow, as I mentioned, for some reason, we'll call Albania. And Mike, please don't have a night tonight because we'd love to do some Chartigrams tomorrow.
I will not have a night tonight.
Ah. Okay. Charlie tomorrow.
I will not. I guarantee you I will not have a night tonight.
Oh, I know why you won't have a night. Yeah, you won't have a night tonight.
I will not.
Well, you might have a night tonight if things don't go good. If things don't go well.
No, I got a day tomorrow, so I won't have a night tonight.
Good. Yeah. I love it when Mike has job interviews because what that means
That's
is
not true.
He's going to show up sober the next
not
day.
True.
Right.
Not
I
true.
I love it when you interview.
No, no,
hey,
no.
Hey, would you take that, please?
You'll be a loving handed to me.
Would you be a loving?
Thank you so much.
He's got a good one today for us from the pages of USA Today.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
It's the final word, Craig Wilson.
Let me put my rocks away.
Put them away. We'll talk to my brother. Fill the pill tomorrow.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Do you know what I like about this little sack?
What?
Once you put your rocks in there, you can cinch it. Look, I just cinched the sack. Thank you.
I miss Heath. And now, the final word... by Craig Wilson. This is today's USA Today. The final words. Virtual reality is right up some people's alley.
Some years ago, USA Today headquarters were in a building on the Potomac River near Arlington, Cemetery, just north of the Pentagon and across the river from the National Mall.
They had a perfect window seat for the ceremonial flyby the military would perform on special occasions.
At the time, we had a TV critic, Monica Collins, who loved her job so much, her only reality was what was happening on television. She didn't care about what was happening in real life. A woman ahead of her time.
Once when a flyby was about to happen, she yelled at me to come over and watch it on her TV.
I declined,
saying I preferred to see the real thing zooming by the window. She always seemed perplexed by my desire to deal in the real world.
I thought of Monica the other day.
You're reading ahead.
Yes,
start again, please.
I like rape.
Stop it.
I thought of Monica the other day when I went bowling with my two nephews. Actually, we didn't go bowling. We just bowled. In my mother's den.
Oh, Bader.
Winner.
Of all of them, he's the greatest, isn't he?
Ben and Adam.
Of course, that's the poor bastards' names.
Had brought their Nintendo Wii video game system with them for the holidays. Before I knew it, the family room, a place where I've hung out for 5 decades, was turned into a bowling alley.
At first, I just sat on the sofa and watched as my nephews pretended they were bowling, swinging the remote controller behind them as if a bowling ball were headed down the lane. Their technique was really quite believable. They were good. A strike here, a spare there.
And it was all happening on the TV screen where my mom has watched Larry King for years.
You got the mom in.
My mom.
I then got up, took the remote in my hand, and mimicked their moves. I was too enthusiastic with my first swing and ended up with a few gutter balls.
A few tries later, I was on the lane. A few tries more, and I threw a couple of strikes and called it an afternoon.
It was then I said the unthinkable. Let's go into town and go bowling.
Ben and Adam, turned around and looked at me as if I had suggested they do the dinner dishes. I obviously missed the whole point of this exercise.
They were bowling.
They were bowling. And we've run out of our wonderful music.
Oh, sorry.
We have more. There's more. Incidentally, if you just tuned in, you're listening to The Final Word.
Hi, Craig Wilson.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Let me think. They were bowling.
Another Wii game. Guitar Hero 3 lets you play guitar in front of the TV. Although you're not really playing a guitar either. You're just following notes on a screen.
Heaven forbid you'd actually sit down and learn how to play an instrument. Or go bowling.
Call it the retreat from reality. Obviously a trend.
This month, Hannah Montana, a.k.a. Miley Cyrus, is reported to have not only lip-sync songs on her sold-out tour, but she had a body double fill-in at one point. She wasn't even there on stage for a while.
Maybe they're onto something. Maybe. Really, maybe reality is a highly overrated virtue.
Why show up if you don't have to? Why not have a stand-in for your life?
Anyone interested in writing a newspaper column next week?
Just let your fingers dance over the keys. Pretend. A column will appear. I promise. I've been doing it for years.
Oh.
Craig Wilson.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Final word. Oh, you got the mother load.
Special hello to Ben and Adam.
You did.
Ben the Wilson Adam boys. Wilson. Ben Wilson and Adam Wilson.
The first one, though, I thought of Monica just the other day when I went bowling with my two nephews. Uh-huh.
Who wants to go bowling? Not with you, you queen.
We're in the mother's den where she's watched Larry King for years.
I love rented shoes.
Oh, the Wii system. There's nothing quite like the Wii. That's what I always say.
Oh, brother. Hi there, bud.
Hi, Craig.
Did you like that one?
I enjoyed it very much.
You know what I like? What's that? I like this tape right here.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
I like this one, too.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
And then there's always the part I don't understand.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Who's he? He's got a gravelly voice.
I saw his picture. He looked like he's got a facelift that went bad.
Nothing wrong with plastic surgery.
And then what about that mongoloid boy?
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Oh, Merrill Howard Kalin.
Oh, him. He's super. Hi. He's a friend of Joe's.
Hi, Joe.
I think I'll go bowling in my mother's den.
Buzz, are you standing by with news?
I'm standing by and ready.
Well, I'm ready.
I'm ready, too.
I'm ready for an hour of news about James Fossil. If you don't have news about the hottest head coach in the NFL, I don't want to hear it, Jack.
Good night, everybody.
This is a move that will cause tens of people to think about not returning next year to the stadium to see the Redskins. Jim Foster.
I swear to God, someday you're going to choke on that statement. You're going to choke on that I choked on other things.
I'll tell you what, I heard the news when I was in my mother's den watching Larry King with my nephews, Ben and Adam.
Nothing quite like that Wii system.
Do you believe that?
That's exactly right, Rob. That's what you say when you play it. Wii!
Ben Bowling. Stand by there, Buzz.
All right.
Well, you got nothing else to do.
That's right.
We'll be back with the news and the comments.
This is the Don and Mike Show.